This is VOA News via remote. I'm Michael Brown. Heavy rain and strong winds from Hurricane Sally are hitting the Gulf Coast sections of the U.S. southern states of Florida and Alabama at this hour. Forecasters say the slow-moving Category 1 storm could bring threatening floods. Sally is the second storm to threaten the Gulf Coast in less than a month. President Donald Trump made an emergency declaration for Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana, which helps coordinate disaster relief. The hurricane is expected to dump between 10 to 20 inches of rain on the coast with isolated 30-inch downpours. U.S. President Trump hosted a signing ceremony at the White House Tuesday for the normalization of relations between Israel and the Arab states of the United Arab Emirates and Bahrain. While Trump did not mention the Palestinians in his remarks during the signing ceremony, he acknowledged that the normalization agreements between Israel and Arab nations was part of a broader diplomatic effort to pressure Palestinians into negotiating a peace deal. Gulf Arab countries had long conditioned full normalization of ties with Israel on it providing concessions and progress on the two-state solution, envisioning an independent Palestinian state alongside Israel. The Trump administration is touting the deals between Israel, UAE, and Bahrain as key foreign policy victories, with just 2 months remaining before the November 3rd U.S. presidential election. As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. America's image as a global superpower has been tarnished since Donald Trump won the presidency in 2016. This according to the Pew Research Center. A 13-nation survey by the U.S.-based nonpartisan think tank found that only 41% of those surveyed in Britain have a favorable opinion of the U.S. That was the lowest percentage of any comparable survey Pew has conducted in the country. Much of the damage to America's reputation among its allies is linked to its handling of the coronavirus crisis. Only 15% of the participating countries gave the U.S. good marks for dealing with the pandemic, while a few of the countries said China has effectively handled the outbreak. It still received significantly better reviews than the U.S. response. Mr. Trump's performance on the world stage has remained low since he entered office, according to the survey. Belgium gave him the most negative assessment, with 9% expressing confidence that Trump will do what is right when handling global affairs. Japan gave him the highest rating, 1/4 of its respondents expressed confidence in the U.S. president. Democrat Joe Biden courted Hispanic voters Tuesday on his first campaign visit of the year to Florida, saying President Trump had let them down with his divisive immigration policies and disastrous response to the pandemic. The Democratic presidential nominee tried to overcome what opinion polls show its lagging support among the battleground state's Hispanics, said Trump had proven he could not be a leader for all Americans. Trump inroads with Florida's Hispanic had been fueled by his strength with conservative Cuban Americans, Republican-leaning bloc he has courted throughout his presidency. South Sudan's finance minister said his ministry does not have the money to pay government workers. Their past due salaries dismaying civil servants who have been waiting for their paychecks since April or May. Government employees told VOA they are finding it more and more difficult to feed their families as their savings dwindle and commodity prices skyrocket. The finance minister told the National Assembly Business Committee last week government's inability to pay was due in part on the COVID-19 lockdown devastating the global economy, including crude oil prices and revenue from South Sudan's oil production. And dangerously dirty air from the U.S. West Coast wildfires seeping into homes and businesses. People in Oregon, Washington State, California have been struggling for a week or longer under some of the most unhealthy air on the planet. Scientists say the smog conditions could linger for days or weeks. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.